December 3, 1921. Redemption is salvation. The divine will is sanctity. I was feeling all doubtful and annihilated because of all that my Jesus says about his divine will. And I thought to myself, how is it possible that he let so many centuries go by without making known these prodigies of the divine will, and that he did not choose, among so many saints, one who would give start to this sanctity, fully divine? Yet, there were the apostles and many other great saints, who stupefied the whole world. Now, as I was thinking of this, not giving me time and interrupting my thought, he came and told me, the little daughter of my will does not want to convince herself. Why do you still doubt? Because I see myself bad, and the more you speak, the more annihilated I feel. And Jesus, this is what I want, your annihilation. And the more I speak to you about my will, since my word is creative, it creates my will and yours. And yours remains annihilated and dissolved before the power of mine. This is the reason for your annihilation. Know that your will must dissolve within mine, just as the snow dissolves at the rays of a burning sun. Now, you must know that the greater is the work I want to do, the more preparations are needed. How many prophecies, how many preparations, how many centuries did not precede my redemption? How many symbols and figures did not anticipate the conception of my celestial mama? Then, after I accomplished redemption, I had to strengthen man in the goods of redemption. And for this I chose the apostles as the strengtheners of the fruits of redemption, as they were to look for the lost man and lead him to safety by means of the sacraments. Therefore, redemption is salvation, it is to save man from any precipice. This is why I told you another time that making the soul live in my will is greater than redemption itself, because being saved, living a life in the middle, now falling and now standing up, is not so difficult. And this was impetrated by my redemption, because I wanted to save man at any cost. And this I entrusted to my apostles, as the depositories of the fruits of redemption. So, having to do the least first, I left the most for later, reserving other times for the fulfillment of my high designs. Now, living in my will is not only salvation, but a sanctity which must rise over all other sanctities, and which must carry the seal of the sanctity of the Creator. Therefore, minor sanctities were to come first, as cortege, bearers, messengers and preparations for this sanctity which is fully divine. And just as in redemption I chose my incomparable Mama as the link of connection with me, from which the fruits of redemption had to descend, I chose you a link of connection from which the sanctity of living in my will was to have its beginning. A sanctity which, coming out from my will to bring me the complete glory of the purpose for which man was created, would make man come back along the same steps of my will, in order to return to his Creator. What is your wondering then? These are things established from eternity, and no one will be able to move them. Since this thing is great, establishing my kingdom in the soul also on earth, I acted like a king who is to take possession of the kingdom. He does not go there first. Rather, first he has his royal palace prepared. Then he sends his soldiers to prepare the kingdom and to dispose the peoples to his subjection. Then follow the guards of honor and the ministers, and the last one is the king. This is decorous for a king. So I did. I had my royal palace prepared, which is the church. The soldiers have been the saints, in order to make me known to the peoples. Then came the saints who sowed miracles, as my most intimate ministers. And now I myself come to reign as the king. Therefore, I have to choose a soul in whom to establish my first dwelling, and in whom to found this kingdom of my will. So, let me reign, and give me full freedom.